Fredfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 44th International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I'm joined by filmmaker Miguel Janso, who is presenting his first feature film, is that correct, Crumbs? So thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. And yeah, it's my first feature after several short ones.
Yeah, and some of them I've actually played at Rotterdam before.
Yes, two of them. Mm. Most crazy ones.
I actually saw one of them. It was very good. But before we get talking about that, I guess the first question would be, is there any difference having a feature here at the festival instead of a short? Are you already noticing a difference?
No, really, I don't know. I mean, in terms of screenings, in terms of audience, maybe you reach a little bit more people, but yeah. No, it's fine. The festival takes a lot of care of the...
Let's talk about your film now. I almost dread asking you this question because there's so much going on in this film that it's almost going to be impossible to wrap it up in a synopsis. But would you maybe try it for the benefit of our listeners?
Well, it's a movie where you can find Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, one of the most dangerous places in the world and the warmest places on earth.
Yeah.
And incredible landscapes, so everything, you put it together and you shake it, and it appears a nonsense movie, completely out of control and,
right.
And surrealistic, Buñuel style. And
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of taken place in a post-apocalyptic setting, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a post-apocalyptic Ethiopia.
Right.
And I lived there since 2008, so I travel a lot in the country, countryside. So every time I found a place that was interested, I was writing down the place, like, I will use it for a film one day. So it was a collection. The film is based on a collection of landscapes.
Is it also, was that the way you constructed the film? You kind of got ideas in your head and then you said, right, that would work, you know?
Yes, exactly. There were two things that inspired me a lot. One is the actor Daniel Tadese Gagano.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The other thing that inspired me a lot was the landscape. So I said, I should write a movie for Daniel Tadese Gagano in that places, no? That inspired me a lot. Very strange places full of magic.
Yeah, he's very he's got very particular physical appearance, but he he's also quite a really good actor. I remember seeing him in your first short film, Where Is My Dog?
Yes, and Where Is My Dog? He was not the main character, but then I made a movie about a clone of Hitler that was screened last year here,
right.
Tigrale, and which means Here Come the Problems. And he was a clone of Hitler, and I gave him this opportunity, or he gave it to me.
Sure.
And he worked so good. It worked so good, and he was so interesting the way he acts, because he's a character himself.
Yeah. He's a wonderful character actor, I would even say. You know, it's a. But then there's also an element of satire.
We created. We were in Addis Ababa. And we realized that Israel Seoane and me, the director of photography, that we were surrounded by plastic figure, Beyoncé recordings. I mean, the worst of Western societies was there in Addis Ababa. It was like a dump. A dump. So the globalization is not bringing good books to the people. It's bringing you porn. It's bringing this kind of figurines. So for the people who live in Ethiopia, it's very difficult to put all these things, the new thing, the new globalization issues within their cultures.
Yeah.
Even for me, you know, to assimilate all this information that is coming through internet, all these new objects. So I think the culture is falling apart through this kind of pressure, no, brought by this kind of capitalistic globalization.
Right. So the fact that it's post-apocalyptic is almost more relevant to today than actual futuristic worlds. Is that correct?
Of course, the apocalypse is now.
You moved to Ethiopia quite a few years ago. I'm very curious about that. That's a very interesting place to be for a filmmaker. So where did the idea to actually move there first come about? And what did you experience there that made you want to stay and keep making films there?
I'm always fan of adventure films. So I'm very, very fan of Werner Herzog.
Oh, yeah.
And so my model of, or whatever, my idea of filmmaking was Fitzcarraldo or Aguirre.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I got the chance to go to Ethiopia, I found a job at the Embassy of Spain as a cultural manager.
Right.
So it gave me the chance to work there and make my movies at the same time. So I was tired of the stories in Europe, and I was tired of the same image of Africa. The same image of Ethiopia based on famine or this kind of image, and everybody has. So it's like, it should be something there, something different, something new. So I just want to discover what's going on there. And so I discovered a very interesting music scene, very interesting landscapes, people, cultures, and so then you start to create new ideas, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost like you were completely inspired artistically and wholly, you know, by the setting.
Completely. I mean, at the beginning, I wanted to make a movie about Ethiopian runners because it's the most famous thing, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
When you come, okay, the Ethiopian runners are good, but then you start to discover different kind of new things,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, sure. You mentioned Werner Herzog, and actually, we should go back to the film. It's the photography is stunning. You really take advantage of the landscape as a whole, and it really looks like a very, you know, important character in the movie. So can you tell us a little bit about the maybe technical aspect of the film, because it looks beautiful?
Well, the movie is shot by a very, very small crew, which makes the thing easier and more complicated at the same time. The good thing about the small crew is that you can travel very easily within a van, and you can go to that places, put the tent there, wake up early in the morning and shoot.
Right.
And you bring we use the Blackmagic cinema Blackmagic production camera 4K. And basically it was like a very military shooting, because you need a big endurance to go there and to climb the mountains. So for that we count with Israel Seoane, which is a very strong guy. He's an indestructible. I mean, you can take him to the end of the world, and he will survive. So,
right.
So you just need time. You just need a very small crew, and you need a very strong cameraman who can climb a mountain and shoot 8 hours up there. No.
Right. Another element of adventure that links you to Werner Herzog.
Yeah, exactly. It was my inspiration. Also, go in the middle of the forest and take your time and shoot.
You've shot quite a lot in Ethiopia. Do you think that you will be staying around there and developing some other stories? Or do you think that you will broaden your horizon in the future?
No, I like very much the place. Probably, sometimes I shoot movies in Spain, also with my brother in the forest as well.
Right.
But I like very much to shoot there, because there are so many things to tell. And visually, so many things to shoot, no? Mm-hmm. And it's an unexplored space, so somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody wants to go, he should go and tell different stories.
And tell different stories in Ethiopia in an international level, because Ethiopia is kind of still feels unexplored, you know, in films.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Ethiopian film market and film industry is growing.
Yeah,
it has very, very few years, like 10 years since the digital cameras start to came.
Right.
The cinemas are also, the cinema houses, the theaters are growing. Mm. They screen it on DVD. The quality is not very good, but it's very popular. So we should help. We should work together and make the transition between this local cinema, this local filmmaking, and the international filmmaking, because step by step the movies are better, no, and are more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also collaborate maybe with the communities too that actually live there.
Of course. I mean, with the filmmakers living there. Our team is half Ethiopian and half Spanish. Also for the Spanish, no, we have a very strong crisis in Spain.
Yeah,
that forces us to grow.
Right.
I mean, it's not a good thing to have this crisis, but at the same time it forces you to go to another places, to go to another countries, and to start new relations. In that sense, it's good, no? So
yeah.
Nobody goes to Ethiopia, so something like, oh, you go to you film there, oh no, I can film a good movie in my living room. No, bullshit.
Yeah.
You should leave your living room, go out, start to have a new experience, listen to new things, and be far from your whatever safety circle or whatever you call it. No?
Yeah, I agree with you. Get yourself out of your comfort zone, you know, constantly. Well, it was a real pleasure talking with you, and I know that your film is premiering later on today, so I wish you all the best with it.
So thank you so much, Matt, and well, I hope it's going to be okay and we can meet next year with a new movie.
Yeah, why not? I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to see what else you've got in, you know, upcoming projects. Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.